Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today. Actually, I'm broadcasting today. I was going to say I was broadcasting from Seattle, but I'm actually at beautiful Mount Shasta today. Mount Shasta in Northern California is one of the world's most spiritual places, and I'm here with a wonderful group of people, and we've already been in contact with the Pleiades. We've seen Sasquatches, and tonight should be really great because we're going to go to the top of the mountain and, yeah, having even more fun. Usually at the top of the mountain, we can see lots of UFOs flying in and out of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is in Northern California. Beneath it, about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta, is the beautiful city of Telos. It's a fifth-dimensional city. It's been there for 12,500 years. And I'm in touch with the people of Telos as well as Adama, the high priest of Telos and that part of the hollow earth. So it should be an incredible visit, and I'm so glad you can listen today. We're broadcasting by Skype through the magic of Skype from Mount Shasta to KKNW on 1150 AM in Seattle. And the purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We have lots of listeners in the Seattle area and over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries worldwide. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Today, from 2 to 2:15 or so, we'll be doing prayers for the fires in the Amazon. I'll be bringing on my sweetheart Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, and wonderful psychic Carolyn White on prayers for the fires for the Amazon in Brazil. The Amazon, believe it or not, produces 20% of the world's oxygen, and if the Amazon burns up, we're all going to have a little trouble. Then from 2:15 to 3, I'll be bringing on all my wonderful guests here in the audience, including Regina Meredith, who's a Gaiam TV film producer. After 3 o'clock, I'll be bringing on my good friend Rex Baer of the Leak Project. The Leak Project was created to offer awareness and information not found in the mainstream news, with over 90% of the world's media only controlled by 6 corporations. The Leak Project offers fantastic and amazing speakers on an incredible amount of subject. The weather is beautiful down here today, and if you are in the Mount Shasta area, please stop by and say hi. We'd all love to see you. We're at the Red Fir Flat Campground at the 6,500 foot level of the mountain. I really want to thank Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, and I want to especially thank them for their generous contribution for a new library for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. I'd also like to thank my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, of course, and of course, KKNW. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I wanted to tell you about some wonderful events coming up on Saturday, September 14th, I will be hosting my own Galactic Wisdom Fair at 9101 Silicon Road in Olympia, Washington. The event's free, and I hope you can come. I'll be giving readings. There'll be chakra readers there, crystal sellers. And if you'd like to come, please just show up. For vendors, the table is just $50. And if you'd like to have a vendor table, please call me at 509-750-9793 or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pizac, the Sacred Valley, Puno and Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, which has a museum of incredibly interesting hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. We will also be meeting local shaman who will be giving healing sessions for those who want it. If you'd like to go, the cost is only $497 with additional airfare. Currently, there was a special going on just a couple of months ago for as low as $216 U.S. dollars round trip from Vancouver, Canada, all the way down to Peru. So there are some good specials going on. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to bring on Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo and Carolyn White, wonderful aura reader and psychic in Olympia, Washington. And would like to do some prayers for the fires in the Amazon. Can you hear me, Michi and Carolyn?
Hi, Ted.
Yes, hi. Hi. Is everybody there?
Oh, good. Good. Through the magic of Skype, you sound like you're just right next door. Yeah, just right next door. The Amazon is in grave danger, much of it is burning up. I'd love your opinion on it first, Carolyn, and then go to Michi, and then let's do some prayers to help get these fires under control.
Okay. Oh, yes. And I think one of the things that it's not only the Amazon, and it's also Siberia. There's areas in the Amazon that have that are the size of the state of New Jersey. In Siberia, it's about the size of a third of Washington State. And I think that's so important when we send our prayers and our love is to put forward what we really want to happen, to restore the normal balance, to restore the energy. Because a lot of times when you say, well, we want to put the fires out, in some respects, that's kind of a negative thing. So let's send water to the area. Let's bring back the natural cycle of having the land protected and nurtured, and especially with water, because it's the rainforest burning as well as all of the other places, like in Siberia, even in Alaska. We need to restore the balance of Mother Earth. We need to honor Gaia and ask for her help to bring us back into, well, the planet back into homeostasis. So I really believe that it's important for us on our prayers and our wishes and our thoughts to project this, because again, a lot of times when you say I want to stop something, nature pours a vacuum and something else comes in. So let's restore homeostasis to Mother Earth. That's our prayer. That's my thought, my feeling on the situation.
Oh, wonderful, Carolyn. That's beautiful. So beautiful. Mitchie, I'd love some words of wisdom and a prayer from you too.
Okay, well, thank you. How I feel is that this really breaks my heart to see that huge Amazon, all the places around the world are having such a big problem right now. And Mother Earth is being very, very sad and hurt. And I think it has a lot to do with human beings' emotions, negative anger, destructive emotions that's affecting the nature and Mother Earth. As Carolyn said, we have to bring back the homeostasis state. And how can we do it? We need to ask for apologies to water on Earth, because everything has water. And also we need to ask for apologies to Mother Earth and nature, and say and send a lot of love and gratitude, because that's something that we have been lacking. Instead, we were being very, very destructive, angry, and being scared or worried. All these negative emotions affected and caused so much problem on Earth. So we want to say, send a lot of love and gratitude and respect our nature.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Mitch. Thank you so much for sharing that. My good friend Regina Meredith just came into the studio room here at the Mount Shasta Library.
Oh,
Regina,
wonderful!
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, thanks for coming on my show today.
Hello.
I've just arrived and heard the tail end of what you were saying, and I couldn't agree more. To imprint that the amazing waters of this planet with something much higher than what we've been doing at present is really critical. When we think about the amount of water that is on this planet, and that if you even just look classically at homeopathics, you can imprint it with virtually anything, but particularly thoughts. So I couldn't agree more. It's a very practical and wise, I think, practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can save ourselves, too. You don't have to commit suicide and burn up the Amazon. I mean, what are we going to do? Stop breathing 20% of the time? Trying to get along with 20% less oxygen? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And I'm surprised that there's no one. I mean, the U.S. considers itself the policeman of the world. Well, why don't we send some troops down there if we have to? I mean, why don't we step into the thing instead of fighting wars abroad somewhere? Endless wars in the Middle East, endless wars in Afghanistan. Why don't we send some troops down to the Amazon and stop these fires?
That would certainly be a better use of that massive military budget to improve the place.
Oh, absolutely.
Rather than create destruction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if the Amazon is burned up and we sit by and do nothing, and five or maybe a couple of years from now, we all have that much less oxygen on the planet, whose fault to blame? It's ours for not doing it. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I think. Go ahead.
Karen.
I think there's another too. Is that getting a little bit of an echo here? But I think we all have to be what I would call conscious consumers, because a lot of what's going on in the Amazon has been driven by taking off regulations for farming to produce more, to have more yields. And we all need to take responsibility with water. Where is the source of our water? Even little things like when you're brushing your teeth, do you turn the faucet off at the water? Okay. And so I think this is scheme of things. But yes, we all need to ask for forgiveness from Mother Earth and water for what sort of, you know, even a lot of us aren't really aware of what our impact is. And I think that's another thing, too, is that we need to be aware of what our footprint is.
Exactly.
On this
planet.
There
are 7 billion people on this earth, and our 7 billion people's emotions are creating the reality of this Mother Earth. What's happening on Earth is our emotions, our negative and angers and all that. So we need to realize that we have to be loving and compassionate, appreciating, respectful. So if 7 billion people, or even 10% of 7 billion people, just change right now, our reality will change instantaneously. And one more thing is that all trees are, we think that trees are just there for no emotions, but every single tree has its own emotion and consciousness. I mean, much, much more than we think they do. They have such wisdom and consciousness.
Well, I have to tell you, those are beautiful points. Thank you for sharing those so much. If I wanted to be cynical about this whole situation and taking an out-of-this-world perspective from we get a lot of extraterrestrial influences here on the planet. And as we know, the reptilians are a resource-driven species that feeds off of pillaging the Earth. And many governments are controlled by these negative entities. And looking at it a cynical way, perhaps the government of Brazil is controlled by some negative forces which want to destroy the Amazon so that there is less oxygen on the planet, because the reptilians currently cannot live on the planet because there's too much oxygen in our atmosphere. So they want to change the atmosphere. It wouldn't be one way to change the atmosphere, plus to gain a bunch of resources as well. So anyway.
And to help eliminate competitors for resources, such as human beings and other animals who are oxygen dependent. And the oxygen levels are already sinking to an undesirable level for supporting the immune system.
Right.
This is a travesty, what the world is allowed to happen down there.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you, Regina. That's very, very astute. Thank you for your comment. Well, sweetheart, why don't you go ahead? I'd like for you give some prayers now to to help stop. Yeah, could you please that?
Yes.
Let's all send prayer to Mother Earth and water, because everything, Mother Earth has so much water. Amazon has water. We need water to feel our apologies and forgiveness and love and gratitude. So let's just send love and gratitude, Ho'oponopono, to water and Mother Earth. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I will hit this 528 hertz first. So the whole Mother Earth will be wrapped with this loving frequency. Water and Mother Earth, we are so sorry. Please repeat after me.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we are so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, we're so sorry.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we thank you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
Water and Mother Earth, we love you so much.
And please, please send a lot of love and gratitude to Amazon and all other places that are having problems, and wrap this whole earth with loving thoughts and golden bright light. And just imagine and visualize this whole earth is a peaceful and harmonious place.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'd like to make one more request as well. There's currently over 2 million spacecraft from the Pleiadian. From the Pleiadians here, they're a fifth-dimensional civilization with technology that's thousands of years ahead of us. I know they can help, and if we all ask them for help, they will step in. They're here for the ascension process. They've been here since last November. So I'd also like to make everyone to please send lots of love and light to our friends in both the Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance to please step in and stop this madness of burning up all these fires in the Amazon, and stop the government of Brazil from basically ecological suicide for Mother Earth. He has said that nobody has the right to tell him what to do. Well, we do have the right to tell him, because it affects the entire planet. It's just not his country. It's everybody here on the planet. So, and personally, I think that this President Bolsonaro, I think his name is a threat to humanity on this planet. He should be stopped. This is madness. He's basically trying to commit suicide for the entire humanity. He doesn't speak for, nor does he represent humanity. But anyway, thank you so much, both of you, Itchy and Carolyn, for your beautiful words. I know they'll really help.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Well,
okay.
Thank you, Ted, right. And love to all of your listeners. And remember, just everyone just smile and send out those very positive vibes and be kind to one another, because
exactly.
We need more random acts of kindness in this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And giving love and giving everything.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you so
Thank
much.
You.
Have a wonderful
Thanks.
Day. And enjoy Mount Shasta.
Thanks. We
Have
will.
Fun
we
in
are.
Mount Shasta. Love to all.
we
love
are.
You.
We are wonderful.
Bye.
Love you guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, great. Wasn't that nice? Well, I want to ask everyone who was meditating up at the Ascension Rock this morning, where's Lynn. Lynn here? I don't see her. Doggone it. Okay, because several of us, Lynn went into Telos and visited the Telosians this morning, and she described it. I went into Telos, too. The city itself is on a, it's like a little village on a steep mountainside, and there's lots of trees. The sun is golden. It's an artificial sun, and there's no shadows when you go in. And all of the colors are much brighter than they are here. Reds are redder, greens are greener, blues are bluer, because they're much, much higher vibration. It's kind of like going up to the Rockies or to Tibetan Plateau or Ladakh in northern India, because you're so about 9 or 10,000 foot elevation, you get the same effect where the colors there are so much more vibrant, much more deeper.
I have a couple questions about that.
Sure.
Is it then interpenetrating the Shasta area, you're saying, or separate from in another dimension of Earth?
It's a separate from. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah,
thanks. It's in the fifth dimension, mm-hmm. and you travel down there in the astral plane through your pineal gland. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way. The second way you can do it, of course, is to enter in one of the portals physically, and you can walk. Typically, there's a guard at the gate, and he'll let you in if your vibrations are high enough. Mm-hmm. You don't have any doubts. And then there's a long stairway that you walk down, and there's usually a shuttle waiting there for you, and it goes extremely fast. It goes right to the city of Telos, which is 100 miles below Mount Shasta. There was a group of Koreans who actually went in physically out of the third into the fifth, six Koreans, in September 2016. They went to Telos, and then they also went to Shambhala, took the shuttle to Shambhala, and then came back. Their kids were like 5 and 7 years old, and they couldn't handle the higher vibrations. And then they also said that they missed McDonald's. I'm just kidding. And they wanted to come back. So they all came back early. They came back about, we dropped them off at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they said that they wanted to go for prayers and meditation, and they were trying to get in. So we gave them their space. We dropped them off in a van. We came back at just after 5:15, 5:30, and they were all kind of walking around in a daze at that point. They'd just come back out of the rocks. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed them then, and I put that interview up on my website. So out of this world, 1150.com. If you go to September 2016 for past guests, you can listen to that interview with them. The only problem with them going in was that the Adama and the people of Telos said, look, we'll let you in, good-hearted people, but we want you to spread this throughout the world to tell other people about it, because we're ready now to disclose and we want to help humanity. Instead of disseminating that information, they kept it to themselves and created a religion, I'm told, in Korea. So I haven't heard from them since, and that was, four or three years ago now. Mm. So that's unfortunate, but I've been doing my duty to get it out. So it's on the website, and I do tell people about it, yeah. The other parts around here, of course, are the Sasquatch, and they're everywhere. And there's a whole bunch of people that, did you bring? Yeah. I thought you had Chinese food for everyone. No? Mm-hmm. Are those cinnamon rolls?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness! Jean has just brought. How many cinnamon rolls do you have?
Well, they're huge. Uh-huh. So that all of that is only half a dozen.
Oh my God!
Realistically, they make them big here in Shasta.
You're gonna have so many furry friends up on the mountain after.
That sounds good. To me, I'll hand deliver them.
They'll be all. There's actually a part of the campground which is a Sasquatch freeway. Yeah. It's a highway. So we discovered it in July, where everybody along this route kept getting their foods raided all the time. And then I've negotiated a peace. My lawyer contacted their lawyer, and we've worked out an agreement now, where if we provide good organic white frosted cinnamon rolls, they've agreed to leave us alone. It's basically like a truce. So
there you go.
Yeah, we're fine, and this will cover us for the rest of the trip.
There's the offer.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So I don't want them to get upset at us.
I got them from a place here, locally made rather than the commercial chain Cinnabon.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's good. So, but they're there, and they were watching us this morning when we were there. Where's Warren? Has he disappeared? Oh, doggone, he went to another dimension. Well, anyway, when we were camped out last night, I could hear this rustling in the bushes behind me. And my friend Warren, who drove down with me, he was camped right next to me, and I don't think he was up in the middle of the night wandering around the forest. So I knew it was Sasquatch. I just kind of respected their privacy. Maybe the Sasquatch were reading books. Or I'm not sure what they were doing, but I didn't want to bother them really. So,
do you by chance know the French Canadian man Sunbow?
I've heard of Sunbow.
And Kelly Lapsaritis.
Oh yeah, I know Kelly Lapsaritis. Yeah.
Right, and they do a lot together. I think they co-authored volume number 3 of the Sasquatch books.
Yeah.
And he said that was really his most prominent encounters were when he chose to go to campgrounds. They would come to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to go seeking out into the wilderness. They'll be right. happy to come down. And same thing, the rustling and then a little sound heard, and ultimately he ended up seeing them and communicating with them from the campground.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we're in a good place.
We're in a great place. Yeah. And I know they're already like you with the cinnamon rolls there. You've got stuff.
I mean, there has to be one universal joy, and that's, sticky cinnamon buns with frosting.
right. That's the universal language, actually. But after the show, we're going down to a water springs here in Mount Shasta. And the water, I'm told, comes from Telos.
Okay.
And it's infused with an anti-carcinogenic chemical in it, mineral in it. And the water is a very high vibration. So if you have crystals, you can put them in the springs. And you can feel the vibration of it.
Can you drink the water?
Absolutely.
That would be interesting to take a little glass bottle of it and then just sit with it, drink it, meditate with it, and see what you get.
I've got many glass bottles.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I fill it up and get drunk on it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Right.
It's pretty good stuff. And then we'll go to the campsite and have dinner, and then we'll leave about 8 o'clock. We're going up to the top of the mountain and do some sky watching up there. The sun sets, goes down. It's really beautiful. But there's a couple of different areas where the Telosians underneath Mount Shasta have their own spacecraft. And they fly in and out of the top of the mountain. You can see them flying in and out at night.
That's interesting. And I know it's a natural phenomenon having to do with moisture in a sense, but that cloud that everyone photographs, I photographed it yesterday, it's there all the time, the perpetual kind of spacecraft-looking cloud. What did they tell you about that?
First off, my friend Albert Einstein says there's no such thing as coincidences. And it's not, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, flies like a duck, it's duck. And that cloud is not a cloud. It's camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So our minds, I think it's getting to the point where when they do show themselves, and they will, that people won't be surprised. They'll say something like, "Oh, I've seen that on Star Trek. That's no big deal."
Right, and they call that predictive programming, right?
Okay, yeah.
That is what the media has been doing for the last 50 years, and I think one of the good examples of that was the History Channel featuring Project Blue Book. Has anyone seen that? Did anyone see it? Okay. And essentially, they're doing a combination of validating and then invalidating the phenomena through Project Blue Book. But as they say in it, and I've interviewed the son of the primary character, Alan Hynek, and what it was like, with his father and his mother and growing up with this.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them were skeptics to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
One was an astrophysicist and a professor, Alan Hynek.
Right.
And so when he originally became involved in that in the 1960s, it became overwhelmingly clear very fast to him this was real phenomena.
Sure.
Even though there were some kooky cases that weren't. And the fact that the History Channel has put this on now as mainstream entertainment, to me, is one of the final stages. Also, the New York Times has begun doing a series of articles on pilots who are now coming out and saying, yes, this is what happened. I reported to my superiors.
Right.
And so the disclosure part has happened. It's just been a trickle effect rather than the big land on the White House lawn thing that everyone would like to see.
Right.
So
right,
I agree with you. I think we're being conditioned to become either, depending on the media, comfortable or very uncomfortable with the notion.
Can I tell you a really out of this world story?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a fellow on my radio show a couple of years ago named Wilbur Allen. He's a retired federal government employee, nice fellow. And guess what his hobby is?
UFO hunting?
Yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. And he does it from his house, which is located 7 blocks away from the White House. And he gets up at night on his roof with the best night vision Kangle. You must have read my mind. Night vision goggles he can find with the highest quality Nissan quality photography he can buy. Mm-hmm. That's what he spends his money in retirement on, his photographs. And he sits from his roof. And this was before Trump took office. I don't know what's happened. I should get a hold of him. And he would take pictures of UFOs landing on the White House lawn, mm-hmm. and on Treasury Department, mm-hmm. and in the Pentagon, and in Social Security, and different government buildings in hi, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. And all these different places. And then he sent me a whole. I should send you the pictures. It's amazing.
I would love to see the photographs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just they're just slightly phased off this density.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, they're there. You could almost feel it. Well, it just so slightly off in terms of frequency range that you can almost see them with your eyes anyway. Yeah.
And then Dr. Michael Sala has recently been getting published books saying that the previous collaboration of the U.S. government, or the cabal government, whatever,
right.
and the reptilians has since ended, and now they're in collaboration with the benevolence. That's what I've heard, but maybe you know more.
I don't know more.
Okay.
That's been everybody's hope that would happen one day. And if that's true, that's about as the best news you could deliver.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because so much trouble has been wrought by the disruptive species.
I had an interview with a lady named, what's her name? Shia Ashley on my show last Friday. And one of the things she did with Courtney Brown at the Far Side Institute back some years ago was to remote view President Eisenhower when he was negotiating with the reptilians for the Treaty of Merida in March of 1954. And so she said that Eisenhower had been mind controlled, and he was very angry after that meeting because the reptilians threatened him and humanity with total destruction. They said that they would kill off a lot of people unless he signed this agreement, allowing them to come in and exchange technology. That's what he said.
So when he made his famous speech in which he warned us of the military-industrial complex, was it that the collaboration then was between those beings and those in the military-industrial complex? Is that what he was warning about?
You must be psychic. That's correct.
That's
exactly what he was warning about. And then he had the meeting with President Kennedy in December of 59 and January of 60, just before Jack Kennedy took office, and President Eisenhower warned President Kennedy about that. And then President Kennedy has told me all about it. And it's in my new book, Messages from the Masters. And I have a copy for you out in my car.
Can't wait to
read it. It'll be autographed. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and more of this is becoming mainstream now.
No, it is interesting. And again, the only thing I really take objection to, I'm all for portraying life in every imaginable way in terms of our imagination as a species. Mm-hmm. But when you continually project our future as dystopian, I really take exception to that. That's as though it's a fait accompli and people don't have a say in that outcome and our collaborations are all negative. And I don't believe that that's true.
I agree with you.
But
yeah,
it
absolutely
is dispiriting, and it takes our will to create and to be alive and contribute away. And I think that's as much of the agenda as anything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus all came to me about 4 years ago and asked me to write a book with their messages for the future on our beautiful, bright future. So that's what I did.
I'm glad to hear that because that's how I see it as well. It's
actually
moving up. We're just going through a dark phase where we are being forced to confront ourselves, the darker part
that's
of
true.
Our collective and individual psyche, and choose differently. We have that capability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our choice is going to create that reality, not what some producer in Hollywood or some senator is telling us it's going to be because of their dark collaborations.
Absolutely. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, that's true. We are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And I want to honor my guests, Megan and Lori McDonald just walked in. And Lori, we were having a fascinating discussion this morning up at Ascension Rock. Mm-hmm. We covered lots of different topics. I can't remember all of them, but we did. Would you like to say a few words for the...
Sure.
Yeah, come on over here. This is where my high-tech speaker is. I couldn't get on the internet on my computer, so I'm using my iPhone. But Lori, could you introduce yourself to all my listeners?
Hi, all you listeners. I'm Lori McDonald. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and a consultant to the Edgar Mitchell Foundation for research into extraterrestrial encounters. Mm-hmm. And I do a goddess retreat workshops for empowerment for women.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We all did some meditation up at Ascension Rock this morning. It's one of the main portals into the Hollow Earth. We'll be going back there tomorrow, actually, as well as some other spiritual places.
Wonderful.
But I want to thank you, too, for introducing Regina here and mm-hmm. having her come. This is great.
Yes, we're all friends.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I know we'll have some experiences in the next couple of days. We all just arrived here yesterday. But did anybody else have any interesting things to say during the meditation today? Or see some Sasquatch?
There was that one man who said that he felt that some of the energy was displaying morphogenic qualities by seeing into two places at once and possibly some form of other being.
Okay.
But in these portals, you know, many different types of entities can come through. I've been to some portals at Angkor Wat, Siem Reap, the crown chakra. Mm-hmm. We're here at Mount Shasta today at the root chakra. So there's a different energy here. There are same portals, and somehow I feel they may all be connected at both subterranean and etherically. Mm-hmm. So there are these portals that are opening up, and we have second dimensional entities coming through who seem to be much larger than us. Mm-hmm. And then we have some extraterrestrials coming through some of these portals as well.
Right.
So
right.
That portal energy actually is an opportunity for us to stretch our reality, to broaden our consciousness, and to begin to accept the multidimensionality of the human soul. That through our ascension process, it's important not to be tricked by a false light that will bring us back into the third dimension, because ascension is chronological, third, fourth, fifth dimension. And what we keep seeing is a pattern of being returned into the third dimension and possibly recreating or repeating certain traumas. Sometimes it's beneficial if it results in a healing. But with the extraterrestrials that have been coming to the planet, they're using that energy as a negative fuel or food source. And so we have to be more conscious and more aware through that mindfulness of exactly what might be happening and what our place in. Right now, we're at a pivotal time on the planet. It is, like Regina said, a choice. We have to ask ourselves, what is our next empowered step?
Right.
And when we ask ourselves that, the answer effervescently comes up into the conscious mind, and we can take that positive action to create the world that we want to live in. The subconscious mind, the mind of the people, we have the power to do this. All of us are far more powerful in creating reality than we might realize, which is why there's so much suppression from specific extraterrestrials.
Wow. Well said.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed listening to you at the Rock this morning when we were meditating.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could come by.
Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here and meet all of these wonderful people. And I'm always coming with an open heart and an open mind to feel and experience or inspirience, mm-hmm. which is different than the external. And that's a word from Megan. We make up words. And so external experiences are outside of the self, and in experiences, understanding the self. So
wow.
Important when we're at these places of sacred energy to balance those so that we can open to receive. So what happens, a lot of extraterrestrials and interdimensionals, the physics of it, is there a longer, slower wave outside of our perception, and so invisible to us at times. But the conscious mind can be adjusted to receive that. Basically, we are receivers. And when we understand that we can both send and receive, then again, we get to create.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. What were you? Could you give out your website so people could maybe find out more information?
Yes, I have a website, divinefeminingoddesses.com and trueyouhypnotherapy.com. I work with a small company called The Power of Three, and it's always three women who teach specific attributes that will allow a person to unfold naturally in a non-judgmental, unconditionally loving way to heal whatever it is, no shame, no blame, just let's do the work and move through it and unfold.
I love the name of your website, Divine Feminine Goddesses. Hmm. You'll never guess who's leading the spiritual revolution today.
Who?
Women.
Yes, the Divine Feminine. And men absolutely. Can carry that energy too. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the Divine Feminine yeah. is a beautiful, soft, all-encompassing energy that promotes growth mm-hmm. and balance. And it nourishes and nurtures both the mind and the body to work in a holistic approach as we are currently fully manifested in the third dimensional world, and understanding how the mind and body work together with the spirit, then we begin to create.
Wonderful.
The divine feminine energy.
I have to give you a message now from Nostradamus.
All right.
And this goes...
I've read his work. You can tell him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He's here. I don't like to bother him when I go... Well, he's when I contact him, the date is December 1540, and he's sitting in front of an oak desk in this smoky area. He has a floppy burgundy hat on with a floppy cape, and he's when I first met him back in spring of 15, he was ripping up all these quatrains about World War III. And the invention of the McDonald's hamburger and everything. Just kidding. Anyway, World War III. And he brought up these blank parchment, and he brought up blank parchment with a pen quill, these old fancy, you know, feather quills. And he looked at me and he said, "What the timelines have changed, but what kind of world are you and your friends going to create there in the 21st century?" And I said, "Well, beautiful world, harmony and peace, without war." And he said, "Well, you better get to work." So I said, "Okay." So I've been busy since, and you have too, Regina and Laurie, and everyone here has been busy.
What's his message?
Well, I'll get to it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So anyway, about 6 months later, I contacted him again, and he was busily scribbling now good messages in the future of a world without war, that there would be no World War III, he was one of the first ones who told me there would be no war with North Korea. And that was confirmed by President Kennedy, saying that he was working behind the scenes on that. President Kennedy has actually never stopped being our president in the spiritual world. And he's continually working on peace agreements now, which he's told me he can't, said not to tell who. But I think we can kind of figure it out. I'll give you some hints. Which country is a PowerPoint in the Middle East? I think it's Iran, but don't quote me on it. But anyway, I think what he does, he works behind the scenes with the world leaders and tries to get common ground. That's what he did with Kim Jong-un and President Trump. And subconsciously, he went to both of them and said, "Do you really want to blow up the world just because you guys can't get along in your sandbox?" Basically, that was the bottom line. And so it was, no, they want. And so they reached this peace agreement. So whatever it says in the main media about it, it's pretty much, you know, happened.
It's interesting. Along the way, among the people I've interviewed, it's come up repeatedly uh-huh. that of all the presidents, the one that keeps coming through mm-hmm. is always Kennedy.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Hear that about Nixon or Gerald
no.
Ford
no.
or Lyndon Johnson or any
sure.
of the others, but
no,
repeatedly
no.
I hear from people that Kennedy comes through to them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it sounds like he's very busy trying to shift the outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to validate you're not the only one that
oh,
is saying
yeah.
this, that many
oh, yeah.
people say
yeah.
he has come.
I do get a message from President Nixon, and that is, "I am not a crook."
Still trying
and,
to defend it,
yeah,
huh?
yeah, yeah, and I get one from President Clinton's spirit mm-hmm. that he did not have sex with that woman. Anything else?
It's all what a definition of sex.
And what a woman means
to my father.
Yeah, it's hard to say what is does it mean exactly. So you know, it's all very interesting. We could sit here for the next 6 hours and philosophically discuss what these terms mean. But
I'm just happy to know Kennedy is in the background, continuing to work.
Yeah, Jackie, don't forget, Jackie. Jackie's here too. So anyway, yeah, they're both here. Yeah, very, very happy on this side. I want to introduce two more guests who just came in. Anthony, why don't you come up real quick? And Rico. Rico is his wife from Japan, and she channels angels. I just want to introduce them quickly. They were here with me on my trip. Last year. And why don't you introduce your go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I'm here with Rieko.
Okay. And what part, what planet are you from?
Oh, that's hard to say.
All right. Okay.
We met a year ago in Mount Shasta, thanks to Ted and the Strip, in a very wonderful place called Panther Meadows. And now we do sessions with people all over the world. And I want to say that's all thanks to Ted, who made this happen. She channels angels, and we open a dimensional link with the client's higher self. And we have really, really fun sessions that we do for about an hour and a half through Skype.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Does Reiko have any messages now for humanity? And if you'd like to give from our angel friends now?
で、リエに聞きたいんだけど、天使からのみんなに伝えるメッセージとかある?
そうだね、これから。大きくしてこい。これから。
In order to live the new, please remember to love yourself.
Good. Thank you.
ありがとうって。
Anything else?
他は?
そうだね。自分の中にある不要なもういらないものを全部
Anything that's inside of you, the thought or anything else that's unnecessary, I want you to please let go of that.
Good advice.
Yeah, advice done, Nick.
Could you give out a website or how people could contact you?
Yeah, our website is yourdreamsallcametrue.com.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's past tense, came, in dreams with an S. The reason it's in past tense is because we emphasize that every reality already exists simultaneously. It's not really creating a future. It's connecting to a reality that already exists. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it that way, your dreams have already all came true.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for coming on today.
And once again, thank you so much, Ted. This is all thanks to that the two of us met each other.
Okay. Oh, thank you. That makes me feel good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You may just stay. I want to talk a little bit about healings in the last 10 minutes. We've got now in the hour. We've had lots of healings since 2016. In the first trip, actually, the fellow, her husband works for GaimTV. He's I
don't know everyone there. I just commute in 2 days every couple months now.
Okay.
But I might know him.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to remember her name. She had fibromyalgia for like, I don't know how many years. And she said, she came up to me, she says, Ted, I'm sick and tired of taking oxycodone and all these drugs. Ooh. And I'm tired of being, you know, hurting all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know the doctors are, Okay. And I'm tired of the doctor. I know they're trying to help me, but I really was. So that night, Adama heard her. They brought her to the Hollow Earth. She was bathed in a golden light for most of the night. And then by the next day, her fibromyalgia was completely gone. And and she's been healed ever since. I'll get her name for you. I know you know her. Yeah.
I met her.
Yeah, nice guy. Her husband works for GaimTV. Mm-hmm. Second case, Tammy Chapman. She's coming on Sunday if you're here. Tammy had been crippled for decades, unable to really walk without a wheelchair or a cane or something. And the Sasquatch surrounded her van one night at 2 o'clock in the morning. They telepathically asked her if she wanted a healing. She said yes. A Talosian craft appeared on top, close to her vehicle. The top of this sounds like Star Trek, but she says it's true. The top of the vehicle opened up. She was beamed aboard the craft, given a new pair of legs, put back in the van. The top of the van was sealed up again. She woke up the next morning, and she was running around the campsite saying, "They healed me. They healed me." Hmm. And I thought she was on drugs, because I don't like drugs on a trip. So I went up to talk to her, and she said she kept saying that, and she explained what had happened. So she's coming on Sunday, so you can all meet her then if you're here.
Phenomenal.
And then another fellow with Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a debilitating disease. Eventually it kills many people because it stops them from being able to breathe because it shuts down their muscle system. He went to, he got a healing last year. Were you there when that happened, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so tell what happened. Tell what happened. Briefly.
Well, we just saw the before and after. It's like night and day from mm-hmm. unable to walk at all to then just full of life, full of energy. And not only did the body change, but the face lights up.
Yeah.
The personality is completely different.
Right. Yeah, he completely changed and completely cured of a disease that was supposed to be incurable. Myself, I had 20/50 vision in my eye, right eye, for over 40 years. And last September, Adama gave me a new set of eyes, 2010 crystal clear vision, both eyes. So I have that now. They also worked in my heart last year, too, because I've been working 24/7 for years, and I don't take breaks usually. And I was in danger of expiring early. And I've got more years to go. So they worked in my heart, gave me a new heart. So I'm going to ask them for my teeth and the lot of numbers for the coming week. No, I'm just kidding about a lot of numbers. But Regina wanted to know about any messages from Nostradamus.
Well, you said Nostradamus had a message, and Lori said, yeah, what is
okay,
it?
Okay, sorry.
So I wanted to make sure we got back to it.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, let me
thank you, Regina.
Let me go see him now. Oh, he's been waiting for us. It's about time you got a hold of me. Okay, I've said this before. He says, we're powerful spiritual beings, and our future is basically in our hands. It's not written in stone. So don't assume that all these things, good things, are going to automatically happen. You yourselves have to make the right choices. All of you listening to this program today, and all of you listening here in the studio at the library here, have to make the right choices to make this planet a better place. You made the right choices before in the late 80s, 90s, and the last 15, 20 years, so that we're not going to have a nuclear war. All that changed back in 14 and 15 with your good job. There is still not going to be a nuclear war, but there's still a lot of challenges ahead of you. You are not going to be given a beautiful planet on a plate. You have to work for it. You all have to expend effort on it, and we won't be there until we're there. It won't be done until it's done. We all have a role to play in this. No matter how we are, and because we are all powerful spiritual beings, we all have a part to play in this. Never think that you're alone. You're always being guided. Of all the planets in the universe, this planet here is the one with the most excitement right now. And all eyes are focused on planet Earth right now. Based upon current trends, your planet should shift into the parts of the planet should shift into the fifth dimension. The earliest would be the end of next year. So keep up your good work, but don't assume anything. Don't assume you're just going to reach it, because it's going to take a lot of work to get this through.
I have a question.
Okay.
When you said parts of your planet, so I have seen this before when I was doing some visioning, mm-hmm. that there were areas where there was almost a polarity reversal already occurring, and mm-hmm. different ones would pop up through the years where this was occurring, but that in mass it wouldn't happen all together at the same time for some time into the future. Is that how he says it works?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because I naively thought that the whole planet would shift suddenly.
That's
and it's not going to be.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be that way.
Right. And so would you say then the areas that are considered the portal spaces, such as Shasta, Sedona, the City of Ur, and many other places on Earth, are those the ones that are shifting earlier, or are they impacted
yes.
both ways? Yes?
Yes. Yeah, they're okay. shifting earlier.
Okay, good.
And I think, is Bob here? I don't see him. Anyway, my friend Bob from Canada said this morning, he gave me a message. He said that it should be very interesting around Mount Shasta in December 2020, because it should be shifting into the fifth by then. And this whole area will be very different than other parts around it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
you know,
that's fascinating. And I yeah. think this, from what I've seen, yeah. and that's why I wanted to know Nostradamus' thoughts on it, it has been shifting for quite a few years now in little pockets.
Right.
Here and there.
Look, it has been shifting in little pockets, yeah. and it's going to shift faster than you realize. And it's going to be happening overnight. A lot of it's happening, too, with people you know. Because they themselves, for example, if they have negativity in them or unresolved negative issues that they haven't brought to the fore, that'll be rising to the surface, and they'll be distancing themselves from you if you're on a light path.
Is that what's happening when we look around and see so many people right now in such intense emotional times and struggling so much, is that these aspects are trying to rise to the surface because of the pressure, the
right.
vibrational pressure?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because our bodies evolved over the millennia at 7.8 hertz. Now, the hertz rate, the Schumann resonance, is over 1,000 many parts of the planet.
A thousand.
Yeah, over 1,000.
Okay, well, that would be hard to step into.
Right. That'd be tough to stick into. Yeah, it's hard to step into. If your body's tired these days, please take a rest because your body does need it. I want everyone to please stay on. Gina, please stay on here. Love to talk to you some more during the next hour. We're bringing in Rex Baer of the Leak Project next. Rex is a wonderful man. He's got a lot of viewers on YouTube, and he's got a good heart, too, in making this world a better place. So please stay tuned, my friends, to our next hour, broadcasting live today from beautiful Mount Shasta, one of the world's most spiritual places.
Kanata ni hikari.